Today we're going to give the last year on Simin Kufres Be'ezras Hashem. Simin Kufres was discussing the din of Recha. Right? We passed, and we mentioned in the previous year that fundamentally Recha lav milsehi, which many understood meant that we're just passing like a sugya in Avodah Zarah, where it's Machlokes Abaye and Rava. Even so, Recha is milsa lechatchila. That's the psak of Yerideya Simin Kufres Se'if Aleph. Simin Kufres Se'if Beis. Vamedra Mumurim Bitzli. Avambola Vashlan Bekadera. Zela Atma Vizela Atmo. Afila Batanur Katan Apiv Sussum Mutter. Afapi Shapi Hakaderos Megula. Meaning to say, the din of Zeya is only true if there is Tzli. But if there is Bishol, if I am cooking in pots, if I'm cooking in pot, right, I have Isser and Heter. The Isser's in one pot, Heter's in another pot. They're in the same tanur katan, in the same small oven, it's going to be mutter. Zok the Rama, it's only mutter if the tanur is pasuach ktsas, if there's a small escape valve. But if it's sasum legamre, then it's going to be usser. Okay, very nice. Beautiful din in Shulchan Aruch. There are two ways of understanding this din that are found here in the Shach. One approach is that the distinction is a distinction between Sli and Bishel. The other approach is that the distinction is whether or not it's in a pot. The nafkamina is Sli Kedar. Let's say I have what we call a pot roast. No? Pot roast is in a pot. But pot roast doesn't have liquid. Unlike Bishel, that I cook in liquid, Sli, there's no liquid. Pot roast is interesting. Pot roast is in a pot, but there's still, it stews in its own juices, as it were. There's still no liquid. So there are two dayas in the Shach as to whether whether the din would be true by Tzli Kedar or not. Lamaisa, the Badei HaShulchan in Sifkatin Ayin. Right? Basically, Paskins will hakel on this question. In other words, I have something, if there's a dolphin that's mafsik, even though it's Sli Kedar, so he is inclined to be makel. Okay, that's basically... right? Basically, the cheshman is that whenever there is a hefsik kedera, it's going to be mutter. Then there is some discussion about, is there any iser at all in doing this? Am I lechatchila able to cook my pot of kosher chicken soup in the same oven that you are cooking your pot of chazer soup? Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's permitted. No, as long as there's a Pesach, as long as it's open a little bit, it sounds like it's permitted. Nevertheless, Achrayim say that you should be machmir in this situation, because we're worried that maybe the treif soup will boil up and over, and the chazer will end up hitting my pot of kosher chicken soup and make it usser that way. So really, we don't permit this lechatchila. But b'di'eved, if you did it, it's going to be okay. Certainly, that's going to be okay. Now, Reb Chaim Cohen says in the Badei HaShulchan, he thinks that even if the pots are covered, still we're worried. Ready? This is a little bit... it's another English word that sounds like Yiddish, far-fetched, right? He's worried that what? It's going to boil up and knock off the cover of the pot and then go and hit the next pot. Still, it's asur l'chatchila. Okay, great, beautiful din. But l'maisa, halacha l'maisa, if I did it, b'diyevet, it's going to be kosher. Frek the sefer kinyan deya, abam kasha. The pots over here are uncovered, correct? So forget about the din of Recha. There is another din that we encountered in Yerideya Simin Sadi Beis called the din of Zeya. Zeya means, let's say, the steam. Steam of milk is milchik. Steam of flesh is fleshik, right? So how could I have my treif chazer soup in the oven with my kosher, what's it called, soup? With my kosher chicken soup, isn't there going to be a problem of Zeya? Right? Isn't that why we kosher our ovens? You buy a house and you kasher the oven? No. Why? Because we're worried that there was some zayav tarfis in the oven. It's going to come back down. So kol shekein, if I'm cooking at the same time, I should be nervous about zayav. How could Shulchan Aruch possibly say that it's permitted? It's a bam kasha. Forget about the din of recha. It should be usher because of the din of zayah. It's a very strong kasha, no? The answer is, ladies and gentlemen of the court, that there is no din of zayah in ovens that are fired up on the inside. The Sefer Megillah Sefer points this out. It's in the Megillah Sefer, page Resh Lamed Hey. The din of Zeya is that what? That the steam of treif is treif. Steam of milchik is milchik. But when they have an oven that's fired from the inside, the heat is such that it will burn up that steam either before it hits the top or right when it hits the top, but there's never going to be a concern that steam will come back down. There's no condensation inside our ovens. When I take off a pot lid from my chicken soup, I see steam. My glasses get all foggy, no? But when I open my oven door, does my oven, is there steam that comes out? Do my glasses get foggy? No. I usually burn my hands when I open my oven door, but my glasses don't get foggy. What's the pshat? The pshat is because since our ovens are haseko mibifnim, and he quotes this in the Megillah Sefer from the Tshuva Evan Yekara. So that means that there is no din of Zeya in our oven. There is no concern, I should say. There might be Zeya in the sense that the oven becomes mochik, becomes fleishik, ayyadeh the steam hitting it, but there's no concern it's going to come back down. Because our ovens are heated up on the inside, it burns it up, it doesn't come back down. That's the Metzius. This is why the Rosh Kolal of Shechter has a shita that you're allowed to use the same oven for milchiks and fleishiks. No? Look at it. Visually inspect it. If there's no dirt in the oven, right, there's no milchik residue, use it for fleishiks. Right? You don't have to wait 24 hours in between. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein should have refuah shleima. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's shita is that you should wait 24 hours between using the oven for milchiks and fleishiks. With shechtot, you don't have to wait at all. Standard practice in the Orthodox Jewish community is that we kasher our ovens. That I'm not going to use a milchik oven to cook something fleishik in it. Right? That's based on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe feels you have to kasher the oven even with libun chomer. There are four different shitos. If you want to look at the article that Rabbi Jachter wrote in an RJJ journal, he goes through all the shitos about ovens. It's a very important topic that we'll probably do in greater detail later on when we learn Tzadi Beis, when we learn the Din of Mosiah straight up. But one thing I see here from Simon Kufches, Se'if Beis, is that there does not seem to be a problem in these ovens of Zeyah. I think that is often, it's clear. I have no idea how Rav Moshe and Art School and all those who assume that you have to kasher your ovens, right? I have no idea how they learn this din. This mamish treif and kasher, and the pots are uncovered. How could there be no problem with Zeya? Unless, what, you're going to say it's an ukimta.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, isn't it mavor in Tzadi Beis from that front that the only time we're kosher for Zeya is if we see Zeya?
No. But no, by liquids I'm choshesh in general. By solids I'm only choshesh if I see it. That's what the Prima Godim says, Hanagas is for Heter. This is a din of Bishol. Bishol means that there is liquid. Liquid I should be choshesh for Zeya straight up in.
So, I mean, if you have a pot of liquid, there's.
But so then what's the case in Shulchan Aruch? How come Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter? Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter ayyadei Bishol. Bishol means liquid. We cut Dovi off. Dovi, you wanted to say something?
I was just going to ask whether a friend's order of a chef are saying then does one not, when they buy a new house, then if there's no residue, nothing seen, then there's no reason to be.
Again, it's a good idea. You shouldn't lechatchila use a treif kli. So if I buy a house from an Orthodox Jew, the keli isn't treif. If I buy a house from Slobodan, so then I have to kasher the oven because lechatchila I shouldn't use a treif kli, which is what we're going to be talking about in a minute. Okay? We'll talk about that in 1 minute. Let's go on, Chevre. Yerideya, Simen Kufches Se'if Gimel. Slobodan is back. Kufches Se'if Gimel. Okay, you have to remember as follows. We are spoiled. We live in an affluent society. We have ovens at home. upper our Zaydas and our elder Zaydas, right? And in many generations, they didn't have an oven at home. What did they have? There was one communal oven that people would go and they would bake in the communal oven. Now, if you lived in a highly concentrated Jewish area, can sign that that oven was a kosher oven that was used for Jews cooking. But if you live in a normal community, the oven was used for what? For treif and for kosher. And the oven was owned by some guy. And you're going and you're going to give the guy a few groschen, and you're going to cook your food in that oven. Now, when the guy has an oven, you have to get stuff out of the oven. Now remember, the type of ovens that we're discussing are more like pizza ovens. The yisode of a pizza oven is, how do I get the pizza out of the pizza oven? Don't use your bare hand, gentlemen. That's very bad. What you use is what we call a marde. A marde is the long stick that picks the pizza up. You know, they have like this amazing ability. They can flip it face up. It's like, mamish, an unbelievable talent that they have in pizza bakeries. But that's what they have. They have a marde. The guy who ran the oven in town owned the oven, and that oven cooks kosher and treif and everything, and the guy has his marde. A marde is not a cheap thing, so the guy would not listen to us to use a separate marde for kosher, because it's a significant expense for the guy, correct? So therefore, it says in Shulchan Aruch that the marde of a goy, even though usually I don't use a keli she'eno ben yomo, because the Gemara Sof Avodah Zarah says that with goyis are keli eno ben yomo atu ben yomo, that I don't use it, but bidi eved eno ben yomo is going to be okay. And this situation is a shas hadchak, and shas hadchak is kedi eved domi, and therefore if the marde is eno ben yomo, so I use the marde because it's eivsher be'inyan acher. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, no? That's Kuf Chesef Gimel. If the marde is dirty, so then the dirt is probably treif dirt, so then I can't put kosher on it. I can't put kosher on it. The Taz quotes that the first bit of kosher that you put on it probably will wipe it off, and then whatever residue there is after that first piece of bread, the first piece of bread will have to treif. But after that first piece of bread, the second pieces of bread and following are going to be okay. Even though when you wipe it away, there still is a shtickle be'en, but apparently that tiny amount of be'en that remains after it's wiped off is going to zichr, it's going to certainly be batal in the bread that comes out. And therefore, right, I use my treif marde. That's the din in Shulchan Aruch, a beautiful din. Good? Question. And then, okay, let's do the rest of the sif. Rama, v'koz man shibas yoyma lo mahaniga hagala v'lo klipa b'kli umnis. Kozman it's bas yoma, you can't do hagala on the marde, and you can't even scrape it off. Now, this is a little bit misleading. The Shach points out that really the marde requires what type of kashering? Libun. Libun means sparks coming out of it, no? Red hot. That's Libun. It needs Libun because it gets direct contact with treif. Mamish algabe ha'esh. Right? Think about it. There's a stove. Right? So even though the stove, the way you usually cook is that first you put the coals in, you make a big fire. Then when the coals die down, it's like barbecuing, which is like usually the only type of cooking guys know how to do. But when the coals die down, that's when you put the food in, correct? But l'maisa, it's cooking al gabe ha'esh, so the marde requires libun, but a marde is made out of wood, and I can't do libun to the wood, and therefore, I'm stuck. Right? Therefore, my marde is going to be non-kosher, basically. A treif marde remains treif. That's the din. Okay. Nice. Very nice din in Shulchan Aruch. Now, for some reason, Shulchan Aruch is only focused on the marde. No? Only on the stick. It's not focused on the oven. Slobodan came to this oven yesterday with a pig, and he put the pig down, mamish, on the oven. So the oven is in Gansing treif. So I'm using a treif oven, no? Why am I only worried about the stick? Why am I not worried about the tarfus of the oven in this case? That's the kasha that the achrayim are bothered by. Reb Chaim Cohen in the Biurim on, I don't know which page, Samachay Samachvav, Reb Chaim Cohen deals with this question: how come I'm not worried that I'm using a treif oven? So he suggests as two suggestions. His first suggestion is mitzias. The case is that they don't really cook pig directly on the oven. They cook pigs in blanks. No? The pig is covered up with dough. And the dough, right, means that the actual pig isn't touching the oven floor, right? Only the dough is. And therefore, the oven floor is only going to be treif kedei klipa because it's going to get through the dough. For technical reasons, it's only treif kedei klipa. But the mardeh potentially is more treif because the metzius of the case is... The metzius of the case is that what? That the pig spilled out of its dough coating when it's on the mardeh, thereby treifing up the entire mardeh. That's his metzius. That metzius is what we call dachuk. No? It's not spilling in the oven, but it's only spilling on the mardeh. So he acknowledges that's dachuk. So zok there a different pshat. He says, oh, you know what the pshat is? I'll tell you the pshat. The pshat is that the type of ovens that they used to have weren't one piece of concrete. Right? They have brick ovens. Each brick is a separate entity. And then they had mortar that connects the bricks. And then, Zokter, what they did, obviously, is that Slobodan, the guy who runs the local oven, Slobodan will say, okay, Jews, you have the right corner. The right front corner, that's your corner. Every other area is a treif area. But the tarfus in the left corner won't transfer to the right corner because the brick is a separate kli from the brick in the kosher corner. Right? Hence the name of the restaurant, Kosher Corner. Right? The brick is a separate brick and it won't, the tarfus won't go via the mortar into the kosher section of the oven. That's his suggestion. And he says, you have to say something like this. Because Shulchan Aruch is only worried about the mardeh. Right? Make sure the mardeh wasn't used in the last 24 hours. What about the oven? Say something about the oven. Obviously, Zuckerb 5 Cohen, the metzias was that Jews had their own corner of the oven and the tarfus won't go from here to there. Gentlemen, that is also what we would call dachuk. Right? Come on. Now, this guy isn't going to invest the money to buy a new mardeh, but he's going to leave one corner of his oven only for the Yidden. It doesn't sound so likely. So you know what the pshat might be? I'll tell you the pshat. The pshat might be like this, that the oven isn't a problem. I'll tell you why. Because the oven undergoes libun. Remember, how do I do libun? Hot coals, big fire. Right? Libun chomer, we assume, is what? 750 Fahrenheit, 850 Fahrenheit, real fire, libun chomer. Okay, well, they do that in the oven all the time. Whenever you fire the oven up, what you do is you fire it up. So you kasher the oven. But the mardeh doesn't become kosher. No? The mardeh doesn't become kosher because I only use the mardeh when the fire has died down. That's the metzias, right? I don't put food in when the fire is still up. The mardeh would disintegrate. It's wood. It would begin to burn. No? So, because the mardeh is not used when the fire is high, therefore the mardeh becomes treif and can't become kosher ayudei the libun, whereas the oven becomes kosher ayudei the libun. That's what it seems to me. I think this is a much more pashut answer than vashteitin badei hashochan. Okay, so far so good. Now, Prima Godim in Eischof says, when it comes to kashering the marida, he throws one line in, three words, or it's more than three words, but it looks like three words because it's like an abbreviation. It says, V'lay aminon kibolo kach polto on the marida. Three words. That means that one could contend that maybe I am kashering this marida also when I stick it into the oven. Because the marida didn't get treif, let's say, with 750 or 800 Fahrenheit with nitzaytzos nitzin himenu, because the Metziah says you don't use the marida until this fire dies down. Great. But the marida got treif, let's say, at 450 degrees after I remove the burning coals. Got treif at 450. Okay, so maybe I could say that if it got treif at 400, 450 degrees, so I should also make it kosher at 400 or 450 degrees. Because I have a rule in kasher and kalim, kibol o kach polto, that I kasher kalim based on the same way. Who thought I'd be better by now? I kasher kalim based on the same way that it absorbed the tarfus. No? If it absorbs in the kli shein, I kasher in the kli shein. It absorbs in the kli rishein, I kasher in the kli rishein. I could also say kibol o kach polto. If it absorbed 450, I could kasher 450. Aberzak the pre megadim. No siri. You can't do that. Why not? Because apparently kibayel aikach polto only is kovea the method of kashering, and therefore in this case I am kovea the method of libun as opposed to hag'ala on my marida, but the temperature of kashering, once I do libun, says the Prima Gadim, libun always has to be nitzotzos nitzin hey menu, libun always has to be my 750, 850 degrees. This is one of the biggest questions in kashering, no? Do I say kibol o kach polto within libun? The Minchas Yitzchak in Chelak Gimel Siman Samach Vav has a tshuva. By the way, Reb Feivel Cohen in the Biurim on page Samach Ches begins this conversation. Minchas Yitzchak Chelak Gimel Siman Samach Vav, we say, has basically a type of oven that's used for making biscuits. The oven never goes up to more than 450 degrees, let's say. You can't kasher this oven with 750 or 8 because the oven will break. So what do I do about kashering it? Minchas Yitzchak, in a very nice tshuva, says, maybe we could be mekel and kasher the oven al yidei kibol o kach polto with libun. You know it never got more than 450. Kasher at 450. Rabbi Moses Feinstein, also known as Rabbi Moshe, in a different tshuva, in Chelak Aleph of Igus Moshe, said in Samach something, I forgot. All of this, by the way, is referenced. There is a book by Rav Cohen. Rav Cohen has like 1,000 books, no? Like on every halachic topic. He has like on Birchas Hachama, and Erev Pesach Shechalios, B'Shabbos, and Purim Mishulosh. So he has a book called Hagolas Kelim. So in the Mavo, to the Sefer Hagolas Kelim, pages Lamed through Lamed Beis, he deals with this issue, whether we say Kibol o Kach Polto on Libun. He suggests that this is Tolly in the Lomdus of Libun. Does Libun Kasher a Keli, the way many Rishonim say it, based on Sreifa Bimkoma? The way Libun kashers is that I apply, what's Libun? I take a blowtorch, I apply it. That means I'm burning the Isser out. Is that the Pshat and Libun? Or maybe the Pshat and Libun is not Sreifa Bimkoma, but the Pshat is that it's Pulei to the Isser. Just like Hag'ola, when I heat up a Keli, it draws the Isser out. Then the Isser is in the water. Then maybe it gets bottled in the water. We have to figure out whether you can use the water or the Lomdash discussions. It draws the Isser out. It's Pulei to the Isser. Maybe Libun also, right? One thing I know about life, when there's a fire, you go running. So the Isser sees a fire coming. The Isser runs away. It's not that the fire burns the Isser. It's that the Isser runs away. Zucked Rabbi Cohen in the Mavo to Hagalas Kalim. He says, if the lumdus of Libun is Sreifa Bimkoma, so Sreifa means fire. Sreifa means 850, 750, whatever the real temperature of fire is. And you can't dispense with that. You always need that. I can't say Kiboil Oy Kach Polto. But if the lumdus of Libun is that it's pole to the Isser, if the lumdus of Libun's act draws the Isser out, so Kenzain, a lower temperature, also will draw the Isser out. Kenzain, if the Isser only got in at 450, it will come out at 450 as well. That's the way he suggests. How do I deal with Marida, though? Isn't Marida a Beferish Raya? Isn't Marida Beferish Raya that you do not say Kibolo Kach Polto by Libun? Because were I to say Kibolo Kach Polto by Libun, how come Shulchan Aruch tell me that I can't kasher my Marida? It says in Tufno Nalof and Erechayim that for Pesach, I can't take my Marida and make it kasher. I can't use my Chometz Dika. Right? How come we need special matzah bakeries? Why don't I just use my pizza bakery and kasher it? Right? Kasher the Marida and use it to make pizza. No? To make matzah, recover Pesach. What's the answer? The answer is, well, you can't really kasher the Marida. It says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that's important. You need to separate Maridas. Why not? Why don't you say Kibolo Kach Polto? So in the Minchas Yitzchak's Tshuva, an Ois Dalet in that Tshuva, he's inclined to remember that you do say Kibolo Kach Polto in Libun. But he suggests that maybe there's a minimum threshold temperature. You see, in halacha we distinguish between what we call libun chomer and libun kal. We'll talk about this, we'll do hechsher kalim at the end of the year. Libun chomer means nitzaitzis nitzin himenu, that the sparks are coming out, 750 or 850. Libun kal is something that the Hagos Maimini has. Libun kal is defined as the temperature of sheyehe hakash Nisraf Olov. That straw burns. I remember when Rabbi Tendler used to teach fourth year halacha l'maaseh about hechsher kelim, he'd say, anybody who opened up a high school chemistry textbook knows that the tinseling point for straw is 521 degrees. Okay, apparently that's the answer. Right? But that means that there is a minimum temperature of kash nisraf. When we talk about kibolo kach polto, says the Minchas Yitzchak, we have to talk about kibolo kach polto above kash nisraf. In other words, if something became treif at 600, he'd be mako to do a libun form at 600. But the mitzias of the maradeh is that if it gets treif less than tinseling point of straw, 521, I'm pretty sure that's what it is, but you could probably Google it and get the answer, right? If it became treif less than the tinseling point of straw, so then kibolo kach polto will suffice. That is that is his chiddush. Okay, should we learn some more? I think we should. Sif dalet in Shulchan Aruch. Ready? Sif dalet in Shulchan Aruch is a din of Reish Lakish that's found in the Gemara. Reish Lakish says that pas chama, that is agabe chavis psucha shol yayin nesach is asura, v'davka munachas neged hamagufa. If I have hot bread on top of an open barrel of yayin nesach, it's going to be asur. Only if it's munachas neged hamagufa, meaning that it covers up the entire opening of the barrel. Zucked Rabbi Elijah Kramer in Sifkat and Lamed that the fact that the bread has to be munach keneged the entire thing is based on the dinim that we encountered with respect to recha of if it's pasuach, there's no recha. Remember, if the oven has an escape, so we assume that all the recha, boom, right, it looks for that little escape hatch. So in order to say that there's going to be recha on the hot bread on top of the barrel of wine, it's got to be what? That it covers the entire thing, right? There's no makar in shas, shteitnisht in shas, that the taner is pasuach, there's no recha. The makar is from here. Aber das allein verstehe min net. We also don't understand how, where did the goin, or see in the Gemara, that, or Shulchan Aruch, that quotes that it has to be neged hamagufa, has to be completely so same. Where did you get that from, Shas? That we also don't understand. But okay, so far we're doing good. Shulchan Aruch distinguishes types of bread, pas, chitin, pas, so ayurim, hot, cold, right, covered, uncovered, all the details you could get in Shulchan Aruch. The Gra that we encountered earlier in Sifkat and Chaf asks Akasha, how come the Mechaber, who paskins like the Rif, that fundamentally Recha Lav Milsa, how come he quotes this din of Reish Lakish when the Rif himself told us that we don't hold like Reish Lakish? Because if you do hold like Reish Lakish, that means, and this is the previous year that we gave, that there are different levels in Recha. There are different levels in Recha, so that means you can't say that because the Sugya and Avodah Zarah says Recha is Mutter. So it's also going to be Mutter in Pesachim. Maybe we're talking about two different types of Recha. Teret says, no, only one type of Recha, that's what the Rif holds, and we disregard Reish Lakish's statement. So how come Shulchan Aruch paskins both like Reish Lakish and the Rif? How come Sif Aleph and Sif Dalek can exist in the same book? That was the Goin's Kasha and Sif Katin Chaf. The Shach is the Goin just earlier, no? But people don't always read the Shach the same as they read the Goin. Shach and Sif Katin Chaf Aleph is also sensitive to this problem. Right? So he says, I Yesh L'chalik. Doesn't tell me exactly how. Where the Prima Gunim says within the Shach, Yesh L'chalik. Doesn't tell me how. But basically, we're going to hold of both. We're going to hold of Recha Lav Milsa and Sif Aleph has a categorical statement. And we're still going to have this din in Sif Daled of the Pas. Very, very difficult. So, yeah, I was bothered by this Kasha. Open up a placey. Oh, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason. So you open the placey. Sif Katin Tess in the placey. He's mamish. He's been hitting home runs lately, no? The placey says, it's interesting, the case in the Gemara is different than the case in Shulchan Aruch, no? The Gemara, when it spoke about the barrel with the bread on top of it, was talking about a barrel of truma stuff, no? Wasn't that the case? Shulchan Aruch, though, talks about a barrel of Yayin Nesach. Not Stam Yenam, even. Only Yayin Nesach. The Shach says, oh, Yayin Nesach, hu hadin Stam Yenam. But Zach the Placey? No. Zach the Placey? Maybe only by Truma, which isn't Aser Bahana'a, do we disregard Reish Lakish. But by something that is Aser Bahana'a, there's Mamish and Iser Hana'a, like Yayin Nesach, the real McCoy. So then we're going to say, Recha is Milsa. Even Levi, even those who pass in that Recha Lav Milsa. But by Isurei Hana'a, says the Placey, David is by Isur Hana'a, came in the Paschama, Shayev Lehedya, Hare Nehene Minha Isur, Ve'af Harif Ve'haramba Modim Bo Lesar, Ve'lachena Shulchan Aruch Hetek Dino, Le'yayin Nesech De Usur Bahana'a, Davka Ad Kan Lashon Hakresi Uplacey. Wow. Now, it happens that the Placey, in his crazy, and Sifkat Yud Ches seems to be associated with this a little bit. Reb Chaim Kohen works on that in the Biurim, but this is a very, very interesting Yesod. The Yesod is that by Isurei Hana'a, even those who hold that Recha Lav Milsa, but by Isurei Hana'a, Sif Dalam in Shulchan Aruch, we're going to assume that Recha is Milsa.
Not that you end up eating it. It's not that
I'm getting Hana'a from the Yayin. Not necessarily is it that we're saying it's mamash achila. We're not going as far as Taisa says by bas tiha. That's considered achila, right? But I'm getting hana'a from the yayin nesach because now I have bread that's flavored with yayin nesach. I'm getting hana'a from it. Aser, aser, aser.
Either the only way in which I'm getting hana'a is achila, right?
But it's considered hana'a from the yayin. I'm eating bread. I'm not eating yayin. But I'm getting hana'a from it. This, by the way, seems to me to fit into a whole ma'aracha that the Rosh Kol Rav Shechter has in his Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon. No? Yesh Shavach Eitzim Bepas or Ein Shavach Eitzim Bepas. This is a sugya in the second parak of Pesachim. If I have wood of Yisurei Hanoah that I use to fire up an oven, do I assume that there's Yesh Shavach Eitzim Bepas or not? Sugya in the second parak of Pesachim. Tosfos points out over there that that whole dion is only by Yisurei Hanoah. If I have Yisurei Achila, let's say I have, I don't know, we're talking about like twigs of Arla, which is also Bahana'a, that I have in the oven. But if I'd have Truma wood, you know, I don't know if it's conceivable, whatever it is, I'm burning Yisuri Achila, not Yisuri Hana'a, so then I don't say Yeshavachetzim Pass. Okay. Similarly, Rav Shechter connects that idea to the idea of Behema Shenis Patma. No? The Gemara in Sof Tmura and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah speaks about if I have an animal, it's in Yerida Yisimin Samach, right? Yisimin Samach Sif Gimel. If I have an animal that's Nispatma, that was fattened up its entire life with treif food. So the Ramah says it's treif. The Ramah says if I have an animal whose entire life eats bugs, and that's the only thing the animal eats, it eats bugs, so you can't eat that animal. Even if it's a kosher animal, you can't eat it. The Shach of Enart disagrees with the Ramah. And the Shach says that, no, the din of Behemish and Nispatma is only if it's a Behema that's Nispatma from Yisuri Hanoah. The case in the Gemara is, if I have an animal that ate Karshine Truma, it ate some Truma stuff. Karshine, excuse me, Avoy Dezara. That's the case in the Gemara. Karshine Avoy Dezara. Only by Yisuri Hanoah, says the Shach, do I have the din of Behemish and Nispatma. If it's not also Behanoah, if it's just Yisuri Achila, then there's no din of Behemish and Nispatma. What's the Yisod? Zakhtar of Shechter, the Yisod is that by Yisuri Hanoah, indirect types of Hanoah, as long as it's a minimal level of Hanoah, it's not really, you wouldn't consider right, the fact that the wood in the oven contributes a tiny bit of flavor to the food. You wouldn't consider that full-fledged hana'ah. It's a shtickle hana'ah. And you wouldn't consider the fact that the animal ate some food. You wouldn't consider that it's ke'ilu, I'm getting hana'ah from that thing that the animal ate. But there is a shtickle hana'ah. By Yisurei hana'ah, we assume that even things which are usually more indirect were Mahmiran. It seems to me, perhaps, that that's the yisod of this placey as well. What the placey is saying is that by Yisuri Achila, it's not called Achila in this case. Right? If I have Truma, I'm a non-Kayan, I can't eat Truma. I have Truma that goes into the bread, Dos Heis Nisht Achila. Reicha is not Achila. But Hana'a! There is a little bit of Hana'a. Right? It's indirect, yeah, it's not. Yeah. If you ever read a wine bottle, you read the way they describe the flavors in the wine. Faintest hints of oak and whatever. Right? It's not really Hana'a. These faint hints, right, wouldn't ordinarily be enough to be usher in the realm of Yisurei Achila, but in the realm of Yisurei Hana'a, just like Behemosh and Espatma and Yeshavach Eitzim Bepas, perhaps Recha also is going to be a problem, even though usually Recha Lav Milsa. Recha Lav Milsa means that we don't consider these very faint echoes of whatever to be a problem, but by Yisurei Hana'ah, it is a problem. That might be the Yisod of the Placey, at least that's what I thought of last night. If you like it, great. If you don't like it, think I'm nuts. Fine.
Okay. Shulchan Aruch
is coming from a Svara, but the Svara is based on, again, according to the Placey. Right? The Svara is based on all those other figures. Okay. Sif Hei in Shulchan Aruch is the din of Bas Tiha that we encountered already about tasting the wine with your mouth. Badeh HaShulchan Sif Katan Sadi Beis has the six Be'urim found in Rishonim for that din is Tyson of Avodazara Daf Yud Beis, the Ran, the Gruff follows the approach that when we speak about Recha, about Bas Tiha, that Bas Tiha is going to be mutter, we're talking about inhaling flavor through your mouth. But if I smell it, according to the Gruff, with my nose, then it's going to be a problem. That's what the Gran Os Lamed Aleph says. That's one of the six Be'urim in the found in the Bani HaShulchan. The last issue to talk about, just in Sif Vav and Sif Zayin, Sif Vav talks about if I have some pepper or ginger in a barrel of Yayin Nesech, so I'm allowed to smell it, because I'm not really smelling the Yayin Nesech, that's not my kavana. My kavana is I put the pilpul in to flavor the Yayin. It's not that I want the Yayin to get flavored from the Yayin. Okay, so that's the din. There is a big discussion here in the Shach and the Taz seem to disagree. The Taz and Sif Katin Yud says that you're allowed to use pepper for besamim of Havdalah. No? It says in Shulchan Aruch that these peppers that absorb the Yayin Nesech, I'm allowed to smell in general. But when it comes to Havdalah, I shouldn't smell them. Why not? There are two explanations that are given. They're both found in the Bir Hagra here. One explanation is Hakrivehu na lepecha secha, that things I bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things I used to do a mitzvah, have to be nicer. Anything that, pardon the expression, shmecks of Avodah Zarah, in even the smallest amount, you can't use for a mitzvah. That's a bunch of Hakrivehu na lepecha secha. Reb Feivel in the Bali HaShulchan discusses that din d'oraisa, so that's a din d'rabbanan, ayin sham. But there's a second explanation of the Gra, that this is not based on Hakrivehu na lepecha secha, this is rather based on the sugyas in Avodah Zarah and Dav Mem Zayin, where the Gemara says like this: if I am mishtachaveh to something that is mechuber lekarka, it doesn't become aser behando. It doesn't become avodah zara. Elohehem al heharim velo heharim elohehem. If I bow down to a mountain, the mountain does not become avodah zara. I bow down to a tree, the tree does not become avodah zara. But for the Gemara, lulavol mahu a mitzvah. I bow down to a tree that's mechubal karka. Ken Zayin, it's a suffix, it's an ibayidol of Shita in the Gemara, that maybe the lulav can't be used for a mitzvah. Mitzvahs have higher standards. And anything that I did a maisa avodah zara to, even though there was no chalos avodah zara, but it can no longer be used for a mitzvah, it is now tainted le'inyin mitzvah. The Gra says maybe that is the pshat in the besamim of Avodah Zarah, which are not usher. I have besamim or pilpulin that were in a chavis of Yayin Nesech. It doesn't become usher because the kavana isn't that the yayin should flavor these besamim, but still, for besamim of Havdalah, I shouldn't use it. Why? Because the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin says that mitzvah has a higher standard. If mitzvah has a higher standard, that means that now the item, because it was connected somewhat to Avodah Zarah, now the item is tainted and can't be used for mitzvah activities. That's the second explanation of the Gra. But be it as it may, we have two explanations as to why I can't use it for the summon, but the impression that you get is that pilpulin, pepper, can be used for besamim. As a kid, I went to Camp Monk. It was really bad. Like, when I started going to Marash HaKol, them things were fun. But Camp Monk was awful. I hated it. But my parents felt I should go to Camp Monk, and whenever I was a good kid, I went to Camp Monk, and Marash had, like, the worst summers. It was terrible. So one year, they broke out color in Camp Monk, and instead of giving out besamim for Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, they gave out pepper. And then everyone starts to sneeze, and this is like so funny, ha ha ha, and Kalawar now breaks out. So are you allowed to do that? Can you make a burim in the besamim on pepper? So it's a machlokes between the Shach and the Taz, everybody knows, right? Here and you're there, kufches, no? The Taz says that even though the simple reading of the Gemara is that pilpulin is not besamim, it's a Gemara in Shabbos. Nevertheless, really, pilpulin is besamim, that's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach and the Kudas HaKesef disagrees. He says, Dinting Pilpelas and pilpulin, etc. Beautiful, all is said and done. La Halacha, I think, the Mishnah Brura isn't so into using pepper for. By the way, pepper means like allspice. Right, pepper, the way the Mishnah Brura defines it is like Everyone uses all space for Bissana, no? No? I think the Mishnah Berurah said pepper is English whatever, which is like allspice. What are they called? You know, those round things I'm talking about?
Peppercorns.
Huh?
Peppercorns,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, people use that for Abdallah?
I think a lot of people use it, no?
Peppercorn?
I don't know.
That's like what, like the stomp, those like little
the little balls.
I know, but there's two kinds of little balls. Like there's like peppercorns and there's cloves.
Not, no, so cloves a lot of people use. Cloves are fine.
Yeah.
Peppercorns is more of a question. So Machlokes Shach and Taz right here in Yerodei Simen Kufches. Okay, gentlemen, continue studying Torah and maybe be zocha to good things. And a good Shabbos.